and he has his reasons. Already he has his reasons. But as for the others, the young man, the shoreleg woman, the kid, yes, if Kai Dam Prentice gets the upper hand, by all means let him kill any or all three of them. As for Mordred Deschaine, he will let the game play out straight. He will watch. He will listen. He will hear the screams and smell the burning and watch the blood soak into the ground. And then, if he judges that Roland won't win his throw, he, Mordred, will step in. On behalf of the Crimson King, if it seems like a good idea, but really, on his own behalf, and for his own reason, which is really quite simple. Mordred's a hungry. And if Roland and his quartet should win their throw, win and press on to the tower, Mordred doesn't really think it will happen, for he is in his own strange way a member of their quartet. He shares their kef and feels what they do. He feels the impending break of their fellowship. Kashum, Mordred thinks, smiling. There's a single eye left in the desert dog's face. One of the hairy black spider legs caresses it, and then plucks it out. Mordred eats it like a grape, then turns back to where the white light of the gas lanterns spills around the corners of the blanket Roland has hung across the cave's mouth. Could he go down closer? Close enough to listen? Mordred thinks he could, especially with the rising wind to mask the sound of his movements. An exciting idea. He scutters down the rocky slope, toward the errant sparks of light, toward the murmur of the voice from the tape recorder and the thoughts of those listening. His brothers, his sister mother, the pet Billy, and, of course, overseeing them all, Big White Cod Daddy.